season 2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
It's a very special edition of Project Distinct today because we have a guest host, and his name is John Jantz. I think the world of John. He is a veteran marketing speaker and workshop leader. He's spoken at hundreds of incredibly successful events. Doesn't get better than this. Seth Godin said John Jantz is the Peter Drucker of small business marketing tactics. How much better does it get than that? John wrote a book called Duct Tape Marketing. It is just one of the seminal books in the history of marketing, and especially for those in small business, smaller firms. John is just the best when it comes to developing marketing strategy plans, content marketing, all of those things. He's just absolutely fabulous. John has a brand new book coming out called The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. I can't wait for this. It is just the greatest hit, so to speak, of John Jantz. And John joins us today. He is going to be the voice that you hear, our guest host on today's edition of Project Distinct. Ladies and gentlemen, here's John Jantz.
Have you ever had a sense that history repeats itself? Well, we know it does. It's just whether or not we pay attention to it. This is John Jantz with Duct Tape Marketing. And I recently stumbled or reacquainted myself with some work from some literature from the mid-19th century. So this was a period in America, at least, that was a huge sort of countercultural period. There was a lot going on at that moment. We were at the sort of cusp of the Civil War. Obviously, abolishing slavery was a huge topic. The women's movement was really just starting in earnest, and there was a lot of religious upheaval, at least against some of the old sort of Puritan ways. So a lot of the literature that came out of that period had a theme, and that theme was think for yourself. You don't have to rely on what everyone else has done or what everyone says you should do. You need to actually follow your path. Now, you may be familiar with a number of the authors and the works in that period. That period produced, and I'm talking about a very narrow band of about 40 years from, you know, maybe 1820 to 1860, 70, 80. That era produced all of the writings of Ralph Waldo Emerson, of Henry David Thoreau, of Edgar Allan Poe, the start of, say, Mark Twain, Margaret Fuller, Louisa May Alcott, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Willa Cather. So these are all authors that wrote works like Moby Dick and Tom Sawyer and The Scarlet Letter and Walden. So many of us were encouraged to read. Maybe some of you were told, forced to read many of these works. And I think if you're like me, it was just an exercise. I missed a great deal of the point. And the great deal of the point that was in that literature was some of it was just outright saying, hey, think for yourself, you know, go to solitude, meditation, spend time, you know, working on you. Even the protagonists, the characters in the works of fiction in that era had a very self-reliant mindset. The essay by Ralph Waldo Emerson, Self-Reliance, is probably one of the most noted writings from that period. So my thesis is that if we take the writings from that period, there is so much for us to learn as entrepreneurs because I believe history is repeating itself. We are at a period of time of great upheaval and political discord in a lot of cases. And I think returning to those writings and to that time frame and applying it to your entrepreneurial journey has a tremendous amount of value. So I've created a book. I've written a book called The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. And essentially, it's structured as 366 daily entries. So every day you get an entry that starts with one of the writings from that time frame. I've owned my own business for over 30 years, and so I then reflect on that writing, and then I leave you every day with a challenge question. So I think one of the easiest ways to give you a sense of how this all comes together is to actually read one page from the book. So this is September 5th, Tend Your Field. And it starts with a writing from Emerson's Self-Reliance. There is a time in everyone's education when they arrive at the conviction that envy is ignorance, that imitation is suicide, that they must take themselves for better, for worse, as their portion, that though the wide universe is full of good, no kernel of nourishing corn can come to us but through the toil bestowed on that plot of ground which is given to us to till. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Self-Reliance, 1841. Now, on the surface, this passage could rest as a thesis for self-reliance and a call for independence unencumbered by the opinions, successes, and analysis of others. But that would miss what is perhaps the much deeper meaning, that envy robs you of the opportunity to realize the innermost aspirations of your soul. Suicide is an intentionally harsh metaphor, but it displays how deeply Emerson felt about the fact that you can only be the miraculous you, and that trying to be something other than that is at best a distraction and at worst, or as he states later in the essay, like living as a shadow on the wall. Today, note how often the information, content, and messages you take in fan the flames of envy. Then take stock of the gifts and goodness in your life. Let's go to work on your singular field of corn. So your challenge question that I want to leave you with today is this. What is the most unique and original part of you? So that's an entry from the Self-Reliant Entrepreneur, and I enjoyed sharing it with you.
John, a million thanks for being on today's show and being our guest host on this special episode of Project Distinct. John's book, again, is called The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. It's organized like a daily devotional. It's got 366 entries, one for each day of the year, including leap year. It starts with a reading from an incredible author like Ralph Waldo Emerson or Walt Whitman or Henry David Thoreau. But then John follows with a reflection and an appreciation for today's entrepreneur. It really takes you on the journey of being a self-reliant entrepreneur. By the way, Seth Godin said that this is a masterwork. Pre-order it wherever you order your favorite books, whether it's Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Porchlight, that's formerly 800 CEO Read. Wherever you get your books, this is one that you got to have. John Jantz's Self-Reliant Entrepreneur. I can't wait to get it, and I know that you are going to love it as well. Thank you, John, for being today's host on Project Distinct. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow with another new edition of Project Distinct. Thanks for listening to this special episode. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. This is Scott McCain. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for being a part of what we're doing here on Project Distinct. It is a privilege to be with you 7 days a week with ideas of what you can do to stand out and move up in a hyper-competitive marketplace. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.